Okay, why not one? We could add this somewhere. Because this about listening to Super Soul, and if you think you can't, that means you think that Super Soul can't talk to you, that your conscience can't be the voice of God. So it's like you're, yeah, as we said, pushing God away. In the same way, and now this is interesting, I think, that because many of us now talk like that and realize that at some point in our lives that you've got to learn to love yourself too, as you say. And of course, that sounds, and sometimes I think it is, the philosophies, the therapy ways of narcissists, but also can be a very important and wise realization. But this is where it gets a bit, how to say, hard for someone like me, raised in this old tradition of you are just a low, useless servant. And maybe we Swedes are a bit like that. You know, the gentle law and all that. You should not think you are anything special. And I know my son, one of my sons, he was especially like that when he was a kid, like 5 years old or something around there. He sometimes used to say, I'm good. I like myself, I'm good. And I liked that, and I can still see it in him. There's something there, and I like that. And I think this is healthy. And philosophically, you could say, well, we are all parts of God, so therefore, how could we be anything else than good? Because God is good, right? Which is, I would say, the philosophical foundation and proof of what I'm talking about here. But now this is also a personal, emotional thing that, you know, I'll give you one example. I always wanted to learn to play the guitar. Well, since we had a guitar in our home, that was the only instrument we had, and not a very musical-minded home. But then, of course, when I found pop music, the Beatles, and all the way that went from there, Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton and Frank Zappa, I was like, yeah, that's the kind of guitar player I'm talking about, and I would like to, I wanted to be one of those. But I never got any support or encouragement or guidance from my parents or from people around. I mean, there weren't even any music teachers in our town who could teach that kind of music. I mean, it was just old-time, boring stuff for a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old. So, and it was a bit the same with my, now I'm getting personal here because I want to use myself as an example. With art, for instance, I was not growing up in a very artistic family, but somewhere or other I loved art and I liked to paint and draw and all of that. But in both cases, I never had much self-confidence because I hadn't got any confirmation from my parents and the people around me when I was a child that, yeah, you can do this, you're good at this. Which I now can see is so important and which I try to give my children, my sons now, not something that you want them to do, but to see their actual thing in life, and which you can gradually see. And then will you try and give some good feedback or confirmation, how to say, support on that thing, and you see that, yes, now something is lightening up here in that heart, then I would say that's the perfection of being a parent to me. But then, so they are music-minded. They learn guitar, my sons, and I love to see them. They are better than I am. And this is also a thing I learned in life, that it is actually, at least that's my experience so far, I'm 70 years old this year, that if you can help someone to become better than you are, it's more satisfying than being better than they are. And maybe there is some clue in that which we could think about. And especially up there, those leaders. Or is it an American thing? I don't know. But there's something, that competition thing there. I'm going to be better than you, better than everyone. Number one, the winner, and you are the loser. You know, that kind of mentality. It's very unhealthy, I would say. Screwed up. It's also, well, it doesn't make a happy life, to say it that way. And I'm challenging you who think that way, if you can try this out sometime. Help someone else to become better than you and see how it feels. And I bet you that if you do that and you experience that, you will understand what I mean and you will thank me, sir or lady. I hope so, at least. But you get my point here. But then I like to play my guitar, and I never dared to play for anyone else, and I had to do it in front of my sons, or I just they were going to learn how to use cameras for recording something on stage. So I became the stage, the artist on stage, and just pling plong on my guitar. And then I looked at it afterwards together with them, and when I played it, I thought it sounded terrible. But when I listened to it, I sounded pretty okay. And then, for the first time in my life, I'm telling you honestly, at almost age 70, from when I started wanting to learn the guitar at age 10 or something, I got some kind of self-confidence in me as being a guitar player, or being able to use a guitar to play anything that I would dare to present to others, for others to listen to. And I really like to see all these people playing guitar and other instruments on YouTube, and just being proud that, you look what I was able to learn. It's not that they want to show off, well, some are probably, but not necessarily, and I think in most cases not, how good I am, look at me. And I mean, there's always someone better than you anyway out there today. So it's not that, I think it's just that, especially someone who makes their own music or their own art, it just comes from their heart there. is for real. Not that you want to try to imitate someone else in order to be successful and become famous and make money and all of that. Copycat stuff. No, the real artist, creator, creative person who has something to say from the heart, intelligence, and from the soul. That kind of thing. That's what I like to hear. But anyway, and that thing about being able to appreciate yourself or something that you have done as being good is very important. And the way to do that in the right way, so to speak, the real way, and the non, how to say, self-centered, I'm great, I'm in mine way, is there in what we're just talking about, that you learn to, if you learn to acknowledge the presence of God in your life, of super soul there in the heart, or however you prefer to picture it, then when you do something good, then you can say, thank you, super soul. Thank you, God, for inspiring me, for using me, for giving me intelligence, for giving my body, fingers, eyes, ears, tongue, or whatever, the ability to create that nice thing. That's a beautiful thing. And you can look even at what you just did and not see yourself there, but see the presence of God there. Rather than just looking, oh, look how good I am, how great I am, I'm going to watch it one more time or listen to it one more time. Yeah, I am the greatest, number one, the winner. I'm going to become famous. But when you look at it and say, hey, this is good, and you can look at it over and over again because it is good, and you realize, and that's the real point there, you realize that, hey, I'm not able to make something like that without the help of God. So then you see God there instead, you see Krishna, you see, and then you can realize that we are all wonderful because we are sparks raised from God. I mean, even if you're an infinitesimal spark of God, come on, you are wonderful. So we all are, life is, we are, right? And whatever someone can produce, you have the Einstein there, you have this Ramanujan over there, Ramanujan, what's his name, Sri Ramanujan, the mathematician from India over there, and you have this genius and that super strong and this expert, and wow, what stuff they make, what things they do, what they say and sing and create, wow. The great directors with their movies or the authors. But then we should not think, this I could never do. Because we can all. This is, they are telling us, their example is telling us something about us all. See what I mean? Including me and you. And that is really getting closer to reality. Because reality, us in the real world, like Kunta or Goloka or whatever names you have there, or Kingdom of God, that's how we are there. That's the wonderful creativity going on there. Whatever I make It's just a little bud on that tree, which is the creative creation of God. So then, at that point, again, the more we see God behind it, the more we see Krishna, not just behind, but within and being it, and acting here and having fun, and we are part of that fun, each one playing our role in this, then we really can experience, or we don't even think about it, a kind of non-self-centered. We forget ourselves, basically, because we are so absorbed in all this wonderful life, where we are, of course, part. Not that we dissociate from ourselves or something, or deny our own existence. On the contrary, we are there too. I am in it also. And look, wow, yeah, cool guy. If you would have seen from outside, I looked at that one over there, and that, wow. So, but that's all part of this great Leela of God, of Krishna. Who is the one that is wonderful? Bhagavan, with the glorious opulences. And we have them a little bit. So that's what we can be satisfied with, and what we are satisfied with. And, well, that's basically normal life.